We are live. I just want to say something here that is really evident if you're paying attention to what's going on in this world of politics and everything, because there's so many, you know, ups and downs and crazy things that are happening and everything else like that. And, you know, people are easily fooled by what they see online, easily fooled by, you know, the right-left paradigm, because Trump has been a master, along with people like Alex Jones, to push people back into the right-left paradigm of absolute confusion and make people think that something good has actually happened. I firmly believe that a lot of this stupid FBI stuff is all about that. It's, you know, the facts are the facts. If somebody did something wrong, all right, fine, then deal with it. If somebody did collusion, well, then end it. End the stupid investigation and be done with it, whatever. I don't care. Yeah, it's all the crooked of the crooked. I get it, okay? There's some better of the bad than the bad, than the worst. There's some better, there's some bad, and there's some worse. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that today, because I could go on and on and on about that. Maybe I'll talk about it in another video. But here's the thing I want you to remember. The facts don't lie. Erase all the rhetoric of all of the stuff that's going on. All right, erase the stupid rhetoric that you see in the news. Let's get down to what is actually voted on. What actually happens in Congress, and what does the president actually sign? Because if you're paying attention, here's what he's doing. He just signed a bill, or he is signing a bill, that bloats the national debt like crazy, funds all the little programs that they want, and spends a copious amount of money that we don't have to further enslave our grandchildren on the land that our fathers fought for. You know, I'm not trying to pull Trump down. He signed a bill. Look, you're either conservative and you either believe in conservative principles, whoever put that quote on here, or you don't, okay? But you can't lie. The only honest guy in the room was Rand Paul that got up there and said, hey, guess what? I'm the adult in the room and you guys are all a bunch of fakes. You're a bunch of hypocrites. If it's Republican debt, you're okay with it. If it's Democrat debt, you're not okay with it. But haven't you figured it out? They spend the money anyway. They're doing it anyway. It doesn't matter which one's in office. They're both messing us over. How does the Republican leader of the House, the Senate, and the president all get along enough, and the Democrats, to pass this bill and bills like it to fund the government, to bloat our national debt? And the only Republican in the Senate that stands up is Rand Paul and says, how is it okay to do this? How are you all okay with this? Think about this. Be a big boy. Put your big boy britches on and think like an adult and stop falling for the right-left paradigm nonsense. Stop falling for the goofball right, left, Trump good, Democrats bad. No, they're all bad. They're all bad. They're all bad. You can't enslave a nation with debt and act like that's a good thing. At least back in the 90s, they pretended like they cared and they shut the government down for 21 days and they held Clinton to a fiscal budget. I'm not saying it was perfect. What I'm saying is at least they tried. These guys don't even pretend like they're conservatives. They don't even pretend like they want to close the debt. Look, you can't play games with debt like that. But you voted in a president. You voted in a president that doesn't care about debt. He don't care if he bloats the debt. And guess what? Paul Ryan doesn't care if he puts your children, your grandchildren, and enslaves them with debt. Don't you get it? They're doing the same things. He waves a little hanky and says, God bless America, and you all fall for it. Like he's the savior. He's the political messiah that's coming. Look, it might make somebody mad, but it's just, I don't really care. I hope it makes you think. Look at the results, not the rhetoric. I should have called that this video. Look at the results, not the rhetoric. Maybe I'll change it. Because that's what you should look at, is the results, not the rhetoric. Stop listening to the rhetoric. Look at what they sign. Look at what they did to us. Look at how much they enslave the nation with debt. And how they don't put a restraint or a cap on any of the debt. I don't care if Muslims are taking over. Angry Anglo-Saxon. I don't care if Muslims are taking... They ain't going to take over here. We got to say... Look, the only Muslims that try to take anything over... Are you ready for this? They're the ones that are connected to the CIA and connected to black ops operations and the ones that are funded by... You guessed it. PSYOPs and the government. That's the Muslims that go bang, bang, boom, boom. Check it out. Check it out. Your problem is not you need Trump. Your problem is you guys need to get back to God and stop denying the God of the Bible. That's why your country's in a mess. And Trump ain't going to help you do that. You need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. America's going to hell too because it forgot about God. The point is this. There is no political savior, and this is a horse and pony show. You can't sign these bloated bills, lifting caps, Congress lifting their authority, and providing no oversight, and try to say that Trump's not establishment. Oh, he's not establishment. He just signed an establishment bill. He just signed a bill that Democrats agreed with, that Republicans agreed with. I know how Trump had to work with Congress. Are you serious? Seriously, you in the comment section? Look, I'm not trying to be unkind to you, but you really, 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 really don't know what you're talking about. Any one of these offices, just like Rand Paul proved, can shut it down. Can shut it down, and they didn't. Trump does not care about being fiscally responsible. He does not care about that. And neither does Paul Ryan, because he's leaving office, and neither do any of them. The only guys that really care are the ones that want to end the Federal Reserve. They want to hold Congress accountable and hold the line in the president, and the president accountable. Those are the ones that actually care about the debt. You can't keep spending money that you don't have and printing it out of thin air. You can't do that. And then claim, well, the bigger problem is religious freedom. Well, religious freedom is a problem. I'll agree with you. But you can't enslave your nation to a Federal Reserve and continue to enslave it, and then act like you're going to be okay when you enslave your people with debt. That is not possible. See, I'm almost done, but I'm going to tell you, you can't cut taxes and then raise debt. No, you cut taxes and you cut debt and you cut even more spending. That's what I'm talking about. You can't increase spending and cut taxes like that. You got to cut taxes. Angry Anglo-Saxon, let me help you. This is for the special ed class, okay? Let me help you. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not stuck in the right-left paradigm. I'm not in spiritual special ed, and I understand how it works. It is a game ran by Jesuits and Masons. It is a game ran by the New World Order. And Alex Jones and everybody else has got you stuck in a right-left paradigm where this time the Muslims are the boogeyman. Before, the war on drugs was the boogeyman. Before, the war on something else was the boogeyman. Now it's the war on terror that's the boogeyman. Okay? There's always another boogeyman. But the real boogeyman is the white dude in Congress that's enslaving your nation to a Federal Reserve. That's the real boogeyman. Let me help you with that. All right. I'm not stuck in the right-left paradigm. I didn't vote for Obama, and I didn't vote for Trump. Okay? I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat, angry Anglo-Saxon, and I'm also not fooled like you are by Jesuits and Masons. I'm not in a war of racism. I'm not stuck in that. I'm not fooled by the Pope's white supremacist position in place. I'm not fooled by that. Okay? I'm not in that war. I'm in a war for the souls of men. I'm in a war for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if conservatives are right with their principles, then I back them. If liberals are right with their, or if libertarians are right, then I'll back them. If they speak the truth, then I'll back it. And if they lie and they're dishonest, then I will call them out on it, because that's called integrity. It's not called being shoved into a right-left paradigm. Nobody's taken my women and children from me, okay? Nobody is, all right? Angry Anglo-Saxon, nobody's doing that, all right? Nobody's going to take my kids and my wife from me. My God is greater than all of these people, all right? So you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to trust the Lord as your Savior. You need to repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and stop worshiping some man in an office somewhere, all right? I'm all for respecting them that are in authority and everything else like that. But when they lie and they cheat and they deceive people, they need to be called on it. And you lose integrity. I'm not in Germany and I'm not in France and I'm not in Sweden. Okay? I'm in America. And I still understand the First and the Second Amendment. And I still exercise both of those. I'm sorry you don't have that because you sold it out for a bag of tea. All right? And crumpets. But we didn't do that here. Yet. So, anyway, you need to get saved. Your biggest problem, angry Anglo-Saxon, is you need to be saved by the grace of God before you split hell wide open. I encourage you today to repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, not a politician. There is no Savior but Jesus. Jesus Christ can forgive your sins and cleanse you of your unrighteousness. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Jesus Christ will be with you if you'll be born again by the Spirit of God, if you'll repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Alone. Jesus died and was buried and rose again the third day and can save you from your sins if you believe on him and turn to him. Listen, folks, it's going to get rockier from here on out. It's going to get rockier from here on out. And I'm just telling you the truth. This is the battle we're in. This is the battle we're in today. And you need to wake up and see that these people are scamming you. They're trying to get you stuck in that right-left paradigm. So you're stuck there and you're hypnotized by it. Go back and listen to that sermon I preached a long time ago called Trump, The Delusion of Choice. Anyway, have a good day.